A generation ago, new immigrants crowded tenements in America's big cities. Today, many more head for suburbs like Farmingville on New York's Long Island. For several years, the town has struggled with an influx of illegal immigrants. Now, authorities are turning them out of substandard houses, 11 so far. Cindy Rodriguez of member station WNYC reports on the men evicted from one home who are now refusing to leave the backyard.
On a typical day, the tenants that live at 196 Berkshire Drive would have been off landscaping yards or working at construction sites. But today, a handful of them stand guard over the belongings piled up in the backyard of the blue wood frame home they were evicted from last week. Ignacio is from Mexico and came to the United States 7 years ago. Because he fears retaliation from town officials, he wouldn't give his last name.
Los muchachos aquí ya llegan en la tarde, ya cuando ya van a descansar, o sea, van a dormir.
The young men get here in the evening and they lay down to rest and to sleep. Inside those bags are a bunch of blankets.
There are also three multicolored tents in the backyard. Water, fruit, soda, and religious candles sit on a nearby table underneath a wooden gazebo. The men use the bathrooms of nearby businesses and shower at neighbors' homes. They say about 20 people, most of them family members, occupied the house. Town officials say at times the number of tenants was as high as 40. Ignacio says in Mexico, it's not unusual for large families to live together.
Yo pienso que a lo mejor lo que ven mal es que ellos son pequeñas familias.
I'm thinking they see it as bad because they are small families. The white people sometimes don't even have families. Maybe they take care of a cat or a dog. We as Hispanics have a different culture.
The landlord, a Portuguese immigrant, was said to be collecting close to $5,000 a month in rent from the tenants. Standing in the backyard with them, she would not confirm the amount and refused to be interviewed on tape for fear her words would damage her in court. The town has been investigating her property for several months. Councilman James Tulo is responsible for pushing forward with the inspections. He says in the last year, the town has received permission from a judge to close down 11 houses due to egregious violations.
No fire alarms, electrical cords from one end of the house to the other, open wires, blocked ingress, egress. I mean, you know, in some cases, you know, in excess of 10 and 15 and 20 beds in a basement.
Tulo says the town is interested in punishing the landlords and not the tenants. And he says the enforcement is working.
You're seeing a ripple effect of landlords now reaching out to the town to say, okay, what do I need to do to bring my house into compliance? Because, you know, I do not want to be on the other end of one of these investigations.
Dozens of immigrant men have been left homeless by the action, and Tulo says it is not the town's responsibility to find housing for them. He blames immigrant advocates for not addressing the problem sooner. Idma Solis from the Long Island Workplace Project has been sitting in solidarity with the day laborers camped outside the house they once occupied.
We completely agree that no one should be living in such conditions, you know, where you have so many people living in a house.
Solis accuses the town of exaggerating the numbers, but says regardless, the advocates will teach the immigrants about housing codes and help those who are ready purchase their own homes. In the meantime, they've asked two judges to stop the evictions until the town agrees to give tenants more notice. So far, their requests have been denied. Ignacio says he will continue to stay camped outside because he has nothing else to lose.
En este país ya estoy bien humillado hasta lo más bajo estoy.
In this country, I've been so humbled. I've been brought down about as low as you can go. I think even a dog, even though he is an animal, is valued more than me, a human being.
Several violent hate crimes against Mexican immigrants in the last 4 years have helped fuel a perception that the community of Farmingville is racist. But residents adamantly reject the idea. 79-year-old Ben Monica was mowing his lawn across the street from where Ignacio lives.
I don't think it's really a racial. Nobody tried to do anything to them, and they don't try to do nothing to us.
Still, Monica says the influx of immigrants has wrecked the neighborhood. He says his block used to be quiet.
Now all of a sudden they got so many people there, and you know the value of my property go down because if I want to sell a house, people see what the hell is going on outside, they ain't gonna buy.
Monica says he's glad the town has cracked down on illegal housing. Officials in Farmingville are currently investigating 150 alleged overcrowded homes and will continue to push towards closing them down. For NPR News, I'm Cindy Rodriguez in New York.